Hi, this is Richard Morgan with episode 108 of our podcasts. We're in the meat now of the book of Exodus. God is preparing Moses to go out and say to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Now, we've seen in the last couple of weeks the initial direction that God gives to Moses as he reveals his purpose to him, as he reveals his name to him. And he's preparing Moses here for this great task. When we come into Exodus chapter 4, though, we find that Moses is very reticent. He doesn't want to do this. He says, "I cannot speak. I'm not eloquent." But God, through it all, even though you can count up that there's about five different ways in which Moses complains about this, God encourages Moses to do the task. And he provides Aaron to be his mouthpiece, so he doesn't have to go there alone. And God wants Moses to do this. And that's exactly what Moses does. And we get him in chapter 5 going to the palace of Pharaoh and saying, "Let my people go." Now, there's something really interesting about this, which is very exhortational for all of us. Perhaps we feel a little bit like Moses sometimes, that God has called us to work in the ecclesia. We can feel reticent to get involved, particularly when it comes to things like preaching and that nervous feeling we might have of defending what we believe and standing up for the truth. And it can be a scary thing. And if you've ever done any preaching, then you are asked to really get out of your comfort zone. And that's what Moses was being asked to do. So we can look at Exodus chapter 4. We can see how God encouraged Moses and made sure that he was in the right frame of mind to get going and preach. However, what becomes really intriguing and doubly exhortational for us is what happens next. If you look at Exodus chapter 5 and chapter 6, Moses first goes to Pharaoh and then he goes to the children of Israel and he delivers a speech to each of them. But look at the result of these speeches. The beginning of Exodus chapter 5, it says, "They went to Pharaoh and says, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.'" And then we get Pharaoh's response in verse 2. "Who is the Lord, or who is Yahweh, that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know Yahweh, and moreover, I will not let Israel go." And so they come back to Pharaoh in the next verse. "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go on a 3-day journey." So they have this interaction with Pharaoh. And what happens is that Pharaoh simply does not listen. But not only that, he doesn't listen, and then he makes life even harder for the Hebrews. And it's that story in the rest of the chapter, how, you know, initially the ingredients for the bricks that they're making for their building projects was provided for them. But now Pharaoh says, "No, make their life more difficult. Send them out into the field so they can grab all the ingredients, the straw and so forth, and let them make their own bricks and keep up the number of bricks they're already making." And so it says at the end of the chapter, the people complain to Moses and say, "You've made us a stink in the nostrils of Pharaoh." So things get worse. So what's Moses thinking through all of this? God is preparing him for this great task. And he goes out now confident with God's help and a complete letdown. Just makes things worse. Absolutely does not get through to Pharaoh at all. Well, how about chapter 6? Moses is sent to the children of Israel. And in chapter 6 here in verse 2, God appears to Moses again and says, "I am Yahweh, I appear to Abraham," and so forth. "Now go and deliver this message to the Hebrews." Verse 6, "Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am Yahweh." And as you read through this passage, you see how wonderfully positive it is. "I am Yahweh," verse 6 says. "I will bring you out from under the burden to the Egyptians. I will deliver you from slavery to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am Yahweh." I mean, there's nothing negative there at all, is it? God says, I'm going to take you out of Egypt. I'm going to take you away from this slavery and all these burdens that you've been put under. Not only that, but I'm going to take you as my people and I'm going to lead you to the promised land. Wow, that's awesome. But look at the reaction of the people. It says in verse 9, Moses spoke thus to the people of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses. I mean, again, Moses is completely let down by this. An initial lesson that comes out for us in this is, again, we might feel reticent to preach, but we feel that we should, go out and witness to the wonderful truth that we believe. And so we start to preach. We might organize an official preaching effort, or we might do some preaching in our neighborhood, and we find that people just do not listen. You know, you do all this advertising, you get the speaker, you organize it all, there's this great fanfare, and there's nobody listening, no visitors. Or you might get one or two visitors and they don't turn up the next week, and it just dribbles out into nothing. Have you ever had that experience? I know I have in preaching that I've done. And it can be very, very discouraging. And that's interesting, isn't it? Because what we have here in the story of the Exodus is this great God that we looked at in previous podcasts, who is higher than the heavens, who is the creator of all things, sovereign over all things, outside space and time. And yet, in using people like Moses and Aaron, things just don't go according to plan. Things are difficult. This is not going to be an easy path. Now, God could have just simply taken his thumb and squished the Egyptians and let the children of Israel go and be done with it. He has the power to do that. God didn't need to use Moses and Aaron. He's God after all. But he chose to use these men, and he chose to put them through these situations where they found things were difficult, that things don't necessarily go smoothly. And through it all, lessons were learned. And we're going to see some of these lessons as we go through. We're going to consider why this whole rigmarole of sending Moses to Pharaoh and the plagues and everything that accompanies it. God is trying to teach his people lessons through all of this. And that's true for us too in our ecclesias. When we struggle in our ecclesias, trying to get through to people, trying to preach, trying to deal with problems where things just don't go right, we think, well, this is the truth for crying out loud. This should work. And we've got the God of heaven behind us. And our preaching efforts don't produce any fruit. And there's more and more problems in the ecclesia, and there's apathy and everything else that seems to get us down in our ecclesias. Well, Moses, the servant of God, experienced all of that. And this great fanfare of preaching to Pharaoh, and it just went wrong right off the bat. Now, what we're going to do in our next podcast is examine a little bit the mindsets of Pharaoh and the Hebrews. You see, what we can do is we can read between the lines and we can examine what is going through the mind of Pharaoh and also what is going through the mind of the Hebrews. There's little clues in the text that answers the question, why didn't they listen? And maybe that's a lesson for us too. If we know the people that we're trying to preach to, and we know our brothers and sisters, and when our message isn't getting through to them, then we can have an answer as to why that is happening. And it can help us to maybe change things, do things in a slightly different way that we can maybe get through to them eventually. And the story of the Exodus is that God managed to do that. Even though these were initial difficulties, eventually the message got through.